People ask me why have I still got a black band on my leak. It's in memory of that black day at HQ. And I wrote this poem. I am an entertainer and I sing for charity, for Oxfam and for shelter, for those worse off than me. Bangladesh, Bernardo's homes, and though I don't get paid, it does one good to do some work for things like Christian Aid. But of all the concerts that I've done for the homeless overseas, the one I did that pleased me most was not for refugees. 'Twas for a home in Ireland that stands amongst the trees, the sunshine home in Dublin for blind Irish referees. Of course we smashed them again last year. And I read that poem out before the game, you know, I was on grandstand. I was reading that poem out in front of the North Enclosure, talking to Frank Boff in the grandstand stadium in London. The earlier part of that week, I had bought a Paddy Jones coat, you know, under pound fur coat, big collar. And there I was reading this poetry out and telling stories about the game. And then afterwards, the BBC came around and they said, "Oh, Max, it was great, fantastic, 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 great, great." So I rang my mother up and went, "Brr, brr, brr, singing my song, 50 million viewers, brr, brr." Rang my mother up, I said, "Mom, did you see it?" "Yes." I said, "What? What did you think of it, Mom?" "Oh," she said, "your coat looked lovely." And that's, you know, that's true. No, you know, that's what really counts, you know, the welcome you get when you walk into a place. Tonight, no problem there. Walked in, splashed over the notice board, "Max Boy, Show of the Year, EMI Recording Star, BBC ITV." Walked in, the committee on the door says to me, "You affiliated?" I said, "I'm Max Boyce." He said, "I know, and I'm Gareth Edwards," he said. He said, if I'm going to ticket to go in the lounge. Oh, that's what he told me. Same happened last week, went to this club last week. Walked in, staggered up three flights of iron steps. Guitar, amplifier, loudspeaker, microphone stand piled up. Scrambled into the club, the entertainment sector. Another type, God's chosen own. There I stagger into the place, he says to me, "You're the turn, are you?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "What? Have you noticed the way they talk, committee men? As if they got a mouthful of NCB cups." He said, "What do you do?" I said, "It's the sort of songs of a community, really, sort of South Wales humour, put a base of folk music." He said, "That's not going to go down yet, second half." Did my spot, standing ovation, everybody on their feet. He comes up to me afterwards, he says, "Hey, Markham." He said, "Markham were great." He said, "You know, we said another Mary Hopkins." Oh, boy! That's the sort of thing that can happen. But tonight, no problem. It is marvellous. Honestly, you're not saying that now. What Di Morris is like, it really is. It's great to be back in the Bont. It really is. You know, when I was a young boy, I followed the rugby in the Hendy more than anybody else. And my grandfather always used to bring me up, watch Hendy playing the Bont, and we used to come down Pentra Road, down to Coed Bach Park, and there we used to sit on the 25 on old clodges, and me and my grandfather, and there he used to be with his old clay pipe, and the smoke drifting up through the trees, and there we used to sit on the 25 and watch Hendy smash Pont de Dulles. Of course, I'm a Glenith man, really, myself. And hey, last season, Glenith played Llanelli in the first round of the Welsh Cup. Six-nil to Llanelli. And this chap went up to Carwin James after, he says, "Hey, caravan." He said, where did we go wrong tactically? I was sitting in the stand there, but the first 5 minutes, Gneith are all on top, Valleyside, blood and thunder, look out and where. First, everything was going wrong for Shanessy. They're knocking the ball on, dropping the ball accidentally offside, and I was ribbing them, Bennett. Rubbish! And of course, you know, what a take, mate. This chap turned round to me the way they look in Shanessy when they lose it. And he said, aren't you Max Boyce? I said, yes. He said, I thought so. He said, I got your record. I said, oh, thank you very much. Yes, he said. When I'm going to go home, he said, I'm going to melt it.